Aircheckdownloads.com. Playing the greatest hits for Norfolk and North Suffolk.
This is The Beach.
This is The Beach. Holiday by Madonna, wrapping up five in a row, the hometime anthems today, all acts and bands who appeared on stage. And all of those ones appeared on stage in United States of America, in Philadelphia, in fact. On this day, back in 1985, was Live Aid Day. Phil Collins, of course, a pledge you. And in the air tonight, he was the only artist that performed in both stages. Flew from London on Concorde and touched down in Philadelphia. Stepped out on stage in front of the thousands in attendance, the millions watching worldwide, and said, "Funny old world, innit?" At what point did Phil Collins think, "That's what I'm going to say when I step out on stage in front of all those people"? Good afternoon. My name is Rossi. Good to be here. Coming up, a single lifted from one of the biggest selling albums of all time and a number one greatest hit from the 1990s by a band who got their name from a secondhand store in Hull. Who am I talking about? Find out in a couple of moments as the greatest hits continue.
A sense of adventure.
Travel. Keep up to date with the latest on the roads 24/7 at our website.
I'm getting reports of an accident on Holt High Street. That's the latest. I'm Johnny Ratner.
Playing the greatest hits for Norfolk and North Suffolk.
This is The Beach.
It's The Beach. That is indeed the band that took the name from a second-hand store in Hull when they were studying at university there back in the early 1980s. Everything But the Girl and Missing, and I also played you Fleetwood Mac. You Can Go Your Own Way from that album Rumours that you may have bought back in the 1970s, or maybe later. In my case, I didn't purchase it till 1981. So this is Rossi with you through the afternoon into the early part of the evening. Here's something that's hard to believe but totally true. Billy Joel has only ever been to number one once in the UK singles charts with Uptown Girl. Here's the follow-up from his Innocent Man album. This is Tell Her About It. Definitely one of Billy Joel's greatest hits. This is The Beach. Billy Joel, he was that innocent man back in 1983 with Tell Her About It, sounding a little bit of doo-wop. Hello, this is Rossi. I hope you're well. So still to come, we'll hit 1975 with Errol Brown and his band, the unmistakable voice behind Hot Chocolate, and a song that was actually the first new number one of the 1980s. Who was that by? Find out in a couple of moments when the greatest hits continue. Playing the greatest hits for Norfolk and North Suffolk.
This is The Beach.
It's The Beach. The Pretenders and one of their greatest hits, Brass in Pocket, from January 1980, and that dethroned Pink Floyd, who'd been the Christmas number one 79 into 1980, from the number one position. So that, in fact, was the first new number one of the 1980s. A bit of trivia there for you for a Monday afternoon. This is Rossi with Whitney Houston now, and one of her greatest hits, This Is So Emotional.
I don't know why I like it.
The Beach, playing the greatest hits.
This is The Beach. Oh, this is Rossi and what another greatest hit. It's almost 5 o'clock. So coming up after five today, I will play you a 1988 classic with Vince Clarke and Andy Pell. And I'll play you the original band that Jerry Rafferty was a member of from 1973. After the news next at five.
Your kitchen says a lot about you.
From the Greatest Hits Radio Network.
Across Norfolk and North Suffolk.
This is The Beach.
The government's being accused of causing confusions over face coverings.
Playing the greatest hits for Norfolk and North Suffolk.
This is The Beach.
It's The Beach. Oh, what a tune. This is Rossi playing the greatest hit, Steelers Wheel, and Stuck in the Middle with you. Jerry Rafferty's old band, didn't you know? And Erasure, A Little Respect, kicking off this hour. Hope you're fit and well. On the way, you'll hear from Chaka Khan. You'll hear from Van the Man Morrison. Steve Harley and the Cockney Rebel from 75 will play in just a moment, right after this greatest hit from the Communards. Yeah, it topped the charts back in 1986. This is Don't Leave Me This Way. This is The Beach. Steve Harley and the Cockney Rebel. Make me smile. Open brackets. Come up and see me. Close brackets. Apparently, when they sat back after they produced that record and had done the final vocals and put down the final mix, etc., the producer turned to Steve Harley and says, "That, my friend, is your first UK number one." He wasn't wrong. It topped the charts and it's a greatest hit from 1975, and we'll hit 1984 for another number one greatest hit written by Prince. As the greatest hits continue.
NewcheckDownloads.com.